Venture through a wasteland twisted by dark magic, undead monsters, and contagious insanity where life and death are no longer opposites, but a spectrum of cruelties. Emerging from the dregs, an old king makes one final attempt to save his realm. Today's episode is brought to you by the newest project of Lee Ellis, author of the Killdash series, Godblood. Is a grim, dark short story with the audio runtime of 2 hours available on Audible and a digital print available for those that prefer reading. This exciting adventure is available now. But parents beware, it's not for the faint of heart. Stay tuned after the episode for an exclusive audio clip of Godblood. Welcome to the Nerdy Old Men Podcast. The greatest nerd, geek, and pop culture podcast in history. With your host, Redneck Wes.
He keeps screwing up, people. God.
And that old bald man, Chad.
Come on, man. This is a fun place. Don't be a...
Good morning, Wes.
What's happening, buddy?
Not much, man. If you guys can't tell, Wes is, through the brilliance of technology, is coming to us over the telephono. From the great
from the Northern
North.
Command here.
Northern Command.
The Timberland Mountain.
So, yeah. Wes still recovering, and he probably
overdone it a little bit yesterday.
May have overdone it, so we're taking care of the redneck and told him to stay home. And thanks to Rode that doesn't sponsor us. And thanks to Rode that doesn't sponsor us, but we will take the sponsor, by the way.
Absolutely.
We have the technology to be able to bring him via phone. But anyway.
But I've got to say, that was one of the best things that we
It is. As a matter of fact, I know we have some fans that are aspiring podcasters and voice actors and stuff. I had a fella contact me the other day that wanted to know if we had, like, some contacts. Through our business and I was like, yeah, we'll reach back out to you and you know, provide what we can. Mr. Ray, I know you're listening, Mr. Ray, and we will put you in touch with some of the people we know. But you know, I like that because, you know, when we started this, we didn't have anybody to help us out at all. Now, we did have a bunch of friends.
There was a very steep learning curve.
Yeah, and we had a bunch of friends, and you know, that kind of brings me to the fact that we are the Nerdy Old Men Podcast, and just because you put nerdy in your name doesn't mean you're us, and it doesn't mean you're as good as we are either. And so that's, if y'all have paid attention to our social media and saw our new modified logo by our good buddy Tim Rucker, you know, if you know, you know.
So. Often imitated, never duplicated.
That's right. That's right.
So we gotta give a shout out to Tim for that. That was a very nice job that he did on that one. So I know our buddy Meat Shield J, Chad's brother.
Yep.
Is, hard at work getting those ready. We'll have those.
Yeah, he doesn't know that yet, but he is going to be assigned. We will pay him for that because he does. It's his people he worked for that we actually technically hire to do that. Even though Jay's the one that does the work, and we pay full price, we don't get discounts or nothing like that. So,
dang it.
I felt I needed to speak on that. So if the haters are listening. Eat another bowl of Wheaties, boys. You got some catching up to do. So, but anyway.
Wow, somebody felt me this morning.
I'm fired up this morning, boys. Get some. You know, I'm ready to go. So, but anyway.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
one of those shoes.
Yeah, it's going to be one of them. I'm sweating already. Easy now. We don't have a defib at your house, man. Let's not do that. I have to tell the girls to go hook you up to a car battery.
There's a light socket behind me. Maybe I can stick my finger in there. right here.
What's Wes doing? He's trying to rip the socket off the wall. Now, don't worry about it. He'll be fine in a minute.
And I remember the one episode of The Simpsons where Homer having a heart attack and they hit him with a defibrillator and he's like, more. He's like, more.
Oh, man. So.
Thanks for laughing at my near-death experience, Chad.
Hey, that's what friends are about. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like always. I'm like, oh my God, Wes, are you all right? Yeah, I'm going to be fine. Okay. You know, got to check first and then you laugh. So
as always, Chad is number 11 in my book.
That's right. Yes, sir.
There's one for your record.
Yeah, he's number one. Yeah, we can't display that.
We can't do that much, but you'll always be number 11 in my book.
Yes. So the news theme on there, do we have any? You were looking up some stuff, but no, you actually, we talked pre-show about the Space Ghost, right?
Yeah, our buddy Kevin Porter, he's got a Space Ghost project that he is about to start working on, and his GoFundMe drops later today. It will be live, so if you are able to and you're wanting to see an awesome creator, super good guy, make something that I don't know if anybody has done.
No,
an actual live action Space Ghost, so this would be the first, and you know, Kevin would be perfect to play Space Ghost.
Oh yeah.
And if they hit all of their goals, I know he's going to do a photo shoot. I mean, they've got the full-on costume. They're going to do a photo shoot. I think a trailer and that episode of Space Ghost Coast to Coast, which, yes, according to Kevin, they're going to make it just like the show.
The original, yeah.
But, yeah, and it was hilarious. I can only imagine what Kevin and the guys are going to come up with on that. So
that's true.
And if you are able to support that,
you happen to know how people can find it? You got any?
I know it's going to be up later today. Today is the 21st day of July,
2023.
So it will be up later today. I'm not sure on the exact time, but I'm sure if you go to GoFundMe.com and put in Space Ghost or probably Kevin's name, Kevin Porter. Yeah. You should be able to find it that way because I know it's not up there yet.
Right. Now, Kevin is a great guy and has done a bunch of stuff. And we've done a couple episodes with him. The most recent one was season 3, episode 34, Kevin Porter Revisited the Internet's Batman.
Yeah.
He is one just like our buddy Dan, is like constantly at, you know, his volume's at like 30. And he never slows down, and he is on all the time, and he's a great guy, and he's fun to watch in the work that he's done. He's a very good actor, very dedicated to that stuff. He is a friend of ours, and we're very proud to say that. And so, you know, go and follow his things, and if you interact with him or if you post something, you know, tell him that the Nerdy Old Men podcast sent you, so he'd be happy to hear that. But, yeah, go check out – I mean, I would like to see live-action Space Ghost. I think it'd be so fun.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, and Kevin is such a physical, I mean, he's a big guy, he's a big physical presence.
Yeah,
and
he's
so
a strong
I think
dude.
That would kind of make Space Ghost, you know, instead of being, you know, just, I mean, if you're an older guy, I guess, you know, everybody knows Space Ghost.
Yep.
But for a newer generation, you get to see Space Ghost live action, and Kevin, I mean, it's big guy.
Well, and he's doing.
He's a great actor. Yes. And I mean, they're doing a movie quality suit. I'm excited about it. So when that one goes live, I'm like,
well, he was.
Gotta throw a few bucks Kevin's way and hopefully,
yeah. I mean, he was on,
get that episode made because I would love to see Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, true. He was on the bad guy team on Dodgeball. So, you know, he's a tough dude.
Purple Cobra. Yeah.
He is because he called your butt out on that, too.
I was trying to say that I was a Purple Cobra fan, you know, more than average Joe. I said, I'm a Purple Cobra. He goes, wait a minute. I felt him twice that episode, Kevin.
That's
I'm
true.
Sorry. If you're listening, buddy, I'm still sorry about that.
Well, if you're listening today, and this will air here in just a little while, and it's actually 10:15 a.m. on July 21st, 2023. So, our guest from last week, and we or last episode, we talked about Board Game Days here in Knoxville, Tennessee. That's going on this weekend. So
yeah.
that's something that, you know, if you got something or don't have anything to do and you're listening to this live and you want to go down and check that out, I guarantee those folks would be happy to have you.
Well, I come mean, and check so out everything to do in downtown Knoxville. So you can go eat, you can go play games, and go play games and eat and come back, play games. It's going on all weekend. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
I think that's something really neat, and it kind of brings a level of excitement to the downtown area. Mm-hmm. I know it helps out businesses. If you can go and support like a local restaurant or a local business that is doing something like this, that's great.
That's true. Yep.
And everybody knows that Chad and I are big supporters of local business.
Yes.
So if you can help out the little guy, I know they will really appreciate that. And you might just find a hidden gem down there
in downtown
Knoxville.
That's true. That's true. And you know, you guys that listen from other places, you know, you got events, cons, get-togethers, things like that you want us to mention on our show to try to drum up business for that, we'd be glad to do that. Just send us a message on Facebook or Instagram. We will be glad to do that because we, you know, we like to support the community that we love, which is the nerd community, the gamers, the artists, the authors, all that good stuff. So that's, you know, that's some fantastic stuff. But news on you got any more news outside of the podcast?
I go to the doctor Tuesday, so hopefully they tell me everything's going well. So I'm trying to just behave and do what I'm supposed to. So everybody will get off my back about that. I'm trying, but you know it's nice to get a break from work, but I always thought that it would be great to be, man of leisure, and sit around the house and do what I want when I want.
That's difficult for you.
It is, because I get bored easy. There's a lot of sitting involved.
I think you've texted me more in the last since you were sick.
the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody remember Chad because he's getting all these text messages.
But I don't know, as far as on my end, you know, not a whole lot. And we talked about movies a few weeks ago. I'm excited to see Oppenheimer as soon as I can. The whole family, we want to go watch it together.
Told me you were going to dress up for the Barbie movie.
No, but as a matter of fact, I've outgrown the heels.
Okay.
but the girls, wife and my daughter, are going to see the Barbie movie tonight. So me and the boy will remain here. I'm not interested in it. It might be good. I don't know. But I do want to go see Oppenheimer, though. That's of great personal interest to me. So I'm super excited to see that. But anything else? Now, I don't know. I'm just painting miniatures and stuff like that. And Michelle J bought an Ender V2 printer.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's been printing some stuff, so I've been getting Snapchats and texts and things like that. He got it level, and he's kicking some stuff out, and he's enjoying it. So he actually he's printing some Star Wars Legion terrain, but then he was like, can these things print miniatures? I'm like, I don't know, I haven't done it. So he got the file for the one that you printed for him, and he printed one of those. Now, I mean, it's not as smooth as coming out of your resin printer, but he just wanted to try it. And he said it was completely covered in supports, you know, so
he had
to super break it apart really easy or whatever. But, you know, but his other stuff looks really good that he's done. He did a TIE Interceptor, and he's making a Geonosian table.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which would be
pretty
cool.
That'll be interesting to see at the next Rocky Top game.
Yep, or anywhere else, yeah. So,
get Jay down there to do that.
Yep. So, oh, yeah, he's going to Chattanooga with me at the end of the month for a
Star Wars
Legion tournament. Yep, I got a Legion tournament.
A Legion tournament down there.
Yep. No World's invite on the line for this one, but...
just bragging, right?
Well, yeah, and there's a bunch of good players, so it'll be fun, and it'll be a good experience for Michelle J to go check that out. So we're pretty pumped about that. That's going to be a good thing. Continuing on the news thing before we get off of that, we've got another con coming up, right?
Yes, we do. Be at Smoky Mountain Fan Fest, August the 11th through the 13th. Looking forward to that one. We had a really good time. It was a really good show last year.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I know Julie and the kids came up, and the kids had a blast.
There were monkeys there last year.
Kaylee loves monkeys.
And there were monkeys there last year, which was interesting.
She about just hit the floor. You know, she was in love. I believe she would have brought all four of them home.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
This is crazy. She can tell you their names just by, you know, like, you got pictures, and she's like, this is this one. And I'm like, how do you, she's like, well, this one's got dark fur here, and this one's got, I'm like, holy smokes. And then the lady that has the wolves or the wolf dogs.
Yeah.
They had an owl. And so Isabel got her picture with an owl in front of the Harry Potter, Hogwarts, crib. So she was tickled about that.
That's really cool. So, but Smoky Mountain Fan Fest is a really cool show. The guys that run it are incredibly nice. They're super, super good folks, and they take care of us and invite us to be there, and I really, really appreciate that coming from them and our good buddy, David Del Rocco. And we always say good buddy, but he really is our friend. So, like, for real. And because he checked on you when you were in the hospital, and that's really, really cool for us, a big-time actor celebrity that's got a busy con schedule and stuff and a big following, to take the time to reach out and check on you was pretty phenomenal. And he's going to be up there, so we're gonna hang out with him and shoot the bull and talk to him. So if you are a Boondock Saints fan, you need to go back and listen to the episode that we had with him and find out about some more of his movies, because he's done some really cool stuff other than Boondock Saints. But if you're a fan, come up and see him, because he is the guy in the movie, and the movie is him. wouldn't you agree? I mean, he is that guy. I mean, I don't think he had to act a whole lot for that particular part.
What's even more interesting is he gets invested in his fans.
Yeah.
And he's very appreciative of his fans, and he will take time to make sure that you have an experience. You know, I've been around some, and it's, hey, how you doing? And they sign it, hand you a picture back. Next.
Yep.
And Rocco will actually take time to speak to everybody. I know I've told the story several times about seeing him. He actually called my wife because she couldn't go to the show, and he talked to her for a few minutes. But, I mean, he does it with everybody. He takes time to talk to you. I know he gets a kick out of the tattoos.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody's got a Boondock.
Yeah, he took a picture of mine and sent it to Troy. Yeah. So that was pretty cool. But come up and see him, man, you know, and in the process, obviously come and see us, because we're going to be there, and we're excited about that, and that's going to be fun. So put that on your calendar, folks. Also, we still have some of the comics left, and we'd love to get those in your hot little hands. So reach out to us, and we will make that happen. They're $20 a piece. There's, you know, we still have a fair amount left, but they were limited to 100, so that's all there's going to be of it. And you can't get it anywhere but us. But we will ship it to you for $9, or we will drop it off somewhere for you, or you can come pick it up at an event that we're at. We will accommodate. So that's why we have it set up to where you just send us a message and we'll work it out for you. That way we can explore all the variables instead of just making you pay shipping and ship it to you if you're just across town or whatever, you know. Or if you're coming into town for FanFest, we'll put your name on it and have it there for you. So we had a whole bunch of people do that at Fanboy Expo, so that was pretty cool. But,
and we got to meet the actual artist.
Yes,
at Fanboy,
which was so cool. Funny.
We were recording. He walked by. And he goes, "I drew that."
Yeah, which was neat. Which was neat because Rich got him to draw that, and it was pretty awesome. So, let's see. I still have yet to see the D&D movie.
I haven't either. It's not on any. I don't have Peacock.
Oh, and that's where it is, isn't it?
And that's where it's at.
Yeah, you have to come over here one day and we'll watch it together.
We're just going to have to do that, yeah.
Because I haven't got to see it yet.
I've got time.
Yeah, you got some time. the new Indiana Jones, I've actually heard that it is pretty good.
I keep getting mixed reviews on
Well,
it,
I mean, I don't know. The reviews that the main review I normally go on is Toyman Terrence, because he hates everything. So if he says that it's pretty good, it's probably great. And he said this was pretty good, so it's probably great in my eyes.
Now, did he say in Toyman Terrence's way? Did he say it's pretty good, or did he say it's pretty good?
Well, it was over text, so I can't tell. Difference. Yeah, it was over text, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Gotta check that out. And
I just know how he is. There's times he says, So
Ahsoka next month. So
is it next month?
Yeah, it's in August. It's late August, August 20 something, I think. But I'm so incredibly freaking fired up about that, because as a huge Rebels fan of Star Wars, Rebels, the cartoon. I'm really excited for this one.
You're just wanting to see Thrawn.
Well, of course.
We know.
Yeah, obviously.
Don't lie to
him. I mean, I ain't lying about nothing. I'm just saying, I'm absolutely ready to see him, because it's going to be great.
It could be hot garbage, and Chad will be. It's got Thrawn in it. Yep. Great.
August the 23rd is what I'm seeing here, and apparently that's going to be the first two episodes will be available then. So that would be really, really freaking cool. So, but that was a lot of rambling news, but it'll be okay. It'll be all right. So.
People like it, though, when we ramble.
It's going to be a ramble episode, that's for sure. Speaking of that, though, you didn't watch Rebels, did you?
I watched a very little bit. Doing one of those things, I kind of got sidetracked doing other things.
Well, I was going to ask him, what do you, you know, they've talked a bunch of stuff about, you know, characters coming back. So it's, in essence, it's like the next season of Rebels, but in live action. So, I mean, if there was a character that you wanted to see that they hadn't talked about yet, who would that be?
I'm going to go with a low hanging fruit and play Thrawn.
Well, you know, I'm saying is they did, I'm talking about someone who they've not announced. He's going to be there, which I'm super excited about. But is there another character? Because it looks like the boys, the men, Favreau, Filoni dudes, they're building their own story out of this, so they can really do what they want. And, you know, they've already mentioned, you know, the return of Thrawn as heir to the Empire. So is an opportunity. There's an opportunity for them to bring some of that in there.
You know, I don't know if they will, but because the books were so good.
Yeah.
And that's where Thrawn really shines, heir to the Empire in some of them. I doubt that they'll have anything Luke, Leia, the twins. Luke was rebuilt the Jedi Academy, and they she who shall not be named. they ruined that with what they tried to make it Star Wars movies.
Yes.
There's going to be some really amazing characters lost. I don't think we'll ever see like Mara Jade. I could be wrong, but I don't know.
It could happen.
And
they can pretty much do what they want.
Well, this is true. But do you recast? If you try to bring in characters like Luke, do you do it through a recast, or do you do like the whole facial thing like they did for.
Oh, in Mandalorian, or well, I guess
for Mandalorian,
Book of Boba Fett. Maybe it was Mandalorian. I guess.
No, it was Mandalorian.
Mandalorian, okay.
Season, I don't know, 3, 4, 5. I don't know, because the Book of Boba Fett should have been, you know, the Mandalorian. But anyways, Boba Fett's a side character in his own show. But anyways, do you try to bring those characters in to satisfy older fans like us who, you know, those were our characters? Or do you just ignore them completely? Do you mention them, but they're always off screen?
Well,
I
think from this, though, I don't think they're going to, I don't think Luke will play a role. What I do think will occur is I do think we could have flashbacks to Clone Wars with Hayden Christensen playing Anakin with a young Ahsoka. I think that could happen, and I think that would be cool. They've already shown that it appears that they have done a live-action version of the last scene in Rebels.
That was something I was going to mention. So, from what I've seen, the trailer for Ahsoka, the stuff that they've shown, is basically shot for shot.
It sure looks like it.
Because I saw it side by side, and I mean, it's very...
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if that's where, like you were saying, they're going to take that so that they can make their own story from the point where Rebels ends.
Right. And
making the first, like, half of the show, or, you know, however much they make that last episode.
Right.
But it's live action.
Yeah.
And then from that point where it ends in animated, then you've got this whole branch that goes off in the
right
live action.
And something that I'd like to see in it, since it appears they've done that, is to do some flashbacks with Ahsoka and Anakin, and then recreate at least part, maybe in like a PTSD type flashback deal, when Ahsoka fights Vader. In Rebels.
Drop the other side of his helmet
off. And that would be neat. I mean, some people would probably gripe and go, oh, they've already done that in Obi-Wan. I don't care. It would be cool to see. And I think that would be neat. And now, whether they do that or not, I don't know. But, you know, if you're listening, guys, you know, hook us up. It would be cool.
I'm going to trust in Favreau and Filoni.
Oh, it'll be good.
And I think they'll find that balance.
Yeah.
Balance.
You
know, between what the original fandom wants and what the newer generation wants. And maybe you get the best of both worlds. You know, like you said, you'll see some stuff with Hayden Christensen and as a older, younger Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
You know, from Clone Wars.
Yep.
And then you get more of a, hey, this is a new story that we're telling with characters that I would say most people kind of know. And then you can bring in newer stuff but have enough that is familiar so that it's not, you know, the trash that Disney put out with their free movies.
Yes.
I mean,
you know, what would be...
Let's face it, Disney botched. They botched that because all they had to do was put the band back together.
Yeah.
Because you saw what they did. I haven't actually got to watch. I've seen it on YouTube and stuff, but like we're in Star Trek, they brought Geordi and Data, Dr. Crusher, Counselor Troy, Riker, Worf, and they brought them back together, and they had to do a mission on the Enterprise B.
Right.
And it was just, everybody went nuts.
Yeah, and that was a cool way to do it, yeah.
You know, you had that chance to have Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford all together on the Millennium Falcon.
But they didn't do it.
And you don't do it.
Yeah.
And now you can't do it.
But I think, like, you know, Filoni, I think they're going to do, you know, they are kind of bringing the old crew back together for this, for fans of Rebels. I mean, you already had, I'm trying to think of the guy's name, the character's name. Somebody will, I know, I'll get it in a minute. But
Ezra.
No, the guy, the purple dude that appeared in Obi-Wan in the bar. And yes. I can't remember his name right off the top of my head. But
I know who you're talking about.
But they could do the flashback stuff. And I think if they did a flashback with Anakin and a young Ahsoka, it would be neat if they had Ashley Eckstein, who did the voice of Ahsoka,
did
a younger Ahsoka.
Yeah.
Because the actress looks younger. They could make her look like a younger version of Ahsoka, which would be really cool, I would think. You know, maybe if they did, whenever Ezra comes around, maybe if they did a flashback. I mean, they could take all the voice actors. They could put a Freddie Prinze Jr. in there as Kanan, which I think would be kind of cool too, because he did the voice. And even though that third sequel movie sucks, you do hear his voice and Ahsoka's voice in that collage of or the montage of Jedi at the end of that movie. So that's kind of cool. But anyway, I'm pumped about it. I think it's going to be great. It better be, or I might just die.
Forget
riot. We're going to riot. If you do Thrawn wrong, we're going to riot. But
hashtag not my Thrawn.
Yeah, not my Thrawn.
That'd be
Oh, shit. That is good. That is good. I don't know if I meant, I don't know why even this popped into my head, but I don't think I've mentioned it. When I was in line, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, and if not, I'll tell the story anyway. But when me and Abby were in line to meet Sean Astin, there was people in front of us that had one of those little rolling carts like we used to get our stuff in and out of cons. And in it, they had a pit droid from like episode one that worked on the pod racers that they had 3D printed and built. And it was full size.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. And the woman that did it, I mean, her husband assisted, but she really did it because she was talking about it. And he was like, I don't know, I just carry stuff. But it was sitting in there, and she stood it up and adjusted like some wing nuts or something on the side, and it would stand up. And she's a nurse in a hospital, and apparently she showed us pictures. She took it to work, and they had it like in a hospital gown, and it was like sitting working on a computer, and it was. I mean, it looked real. I mean, they did such a good job on it, and it fired me up. I'm like, dude, I need to try to build something like that because it was really, really cool. And they had built a bunch of different stuff and droids. And I was like, dude, you need to sell those droids on Etsy. People buy those because those are really cool. And so I thought that was really pretty neat. And I don't know why I thought about that, but that was just something neat that happened over at Fanboy that I hadn't talked about yet, I don't guess.
Well, I mean, there's so many people that, and this is where I really wish that I may have to, but I really wish that I knew more about the program inside to go in and build the model.
Yeah, modeling. Yeah.
Because there's some people that make some just amazing models that you can 3D print. And there's one guy, I wish I could think of his name right off, on Instagram, and he 3D prints 80s action figures. Like, he's made Silverhawks, really? Thundercats, Ninja Turtles. I mean, just all sorts of prints, you know, and it's usually like something like 5 points of articulation. Wow. So, like, you know,
it's
you
still
literally
cool, though. Like the old school stuff. Yeah, it's cool.
You know, you literally like pop it together, and you know, the arms go up and down and the head will turn, but it's he goes in and does all of it himself.
That's pretty awesome.
I really respect and admire the people that can do that, because I mean, it is time consuming, especially the ones that spend the time to get it just right.
Yeah.
And
I'd love to do that. I need an online class or something about that kind of stuff, because I think it'd be really fun to do. But
I've played around at Tinkercad, trying to learn, and it's one of those things. I didn't have time. Now I do have time, so I may need to.
There you go.
Go in and
get on that, Wes. We need you to get on it
and start like making
something,
making my own models and stuff, so that I can have all these items that I.
So you have a pile of great plastic.
Yeah, but you know, and what's neat is that Tinkercad. Over at Tinkercad.com, which is not a sponsor, if they would like to, it'd be great. It's a free program. You don't have to have.
Yeah, it's for like education. It's like for educational purposes, I think. So.
And because I mean, I did a real simple one. I was trying to figure out how to make a lanyard QR code.
Right.
And I figured out the basics, but getting it to print just right on my printer, I've got to figure out that. But, you know, there's a lot that can be done 3D printing. And it's neat, because I didn't know that Michel J. had gotten into the
3D Yeah, just recently.
3D
yeah,
printing.
Yeah, 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 just and, He's been so, at it, man. He's going to run out of PLA. He's going to have to get some more, because he's been at it, man.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that I can catch the Elgoo Neptune Pro.
Right.
Catch that in, because it's freaking huge printer. Because I'd like to be able to print like helmets and armor pieces.
Oh yeah.
You know, in one printing, and not have to like get everything melted together and weld it up. Just be easier just to hit print, walk away, come back up. Hell of a trade.
Cool. The character I couldn't remember is Zeb.
Zeb.
Yep. Zeb. Could not remember.
I remember seeing him in the in the little bar when Mando shows up.
Right. Yeah, he's a Lasat, and they got a lot of negative history with the Empire.
Say it like you're French.
Lasat. They have a lot of that was more like Sean Connery. That wasn't good, but anyway, he Sean Connery. Anyway,
the day is mine, Rebecca.
But yeah, man, I don't know.
I'm sorry, those will never not be funny.
They never not be funny. Never. Some of those old SNL things are just fantastic. Yeah. But yeah, man, so we just rambling. That's all we did today. We just rambled.
Yeah, well, you know, it's our show, so if we want to have a
we're gonna have an off day every now and then. It'll be
off. An off day, yeah, but it's still fun.
But really, no, we've got some people coming up. We got some interviews I know for sure coming up. I think we got a game creator coming up. We've got another filmmaker coming up. I've got to finalize these dates with these folks. You know, we'll get your favorite guests back on and things like that. I know we need to.
Well, I know we've got a former guest, an actress that we're trying to work out. She gets through filming.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. You're working on that. Yep.
You got that, and then we actually have a contact that our buddy Dan hooked us up with. Yep. Who works in the business.
Yeah, does a little bit for a pretty large company that makes some pretty cool superhero things. So yeah.
So we're hoping to get everything lined out here in the next few days.
Yep.
And you know, it could be a busy August for us.
Could be, yeah. And as always, man, you know, we really appreciate all you guys that support us and pick up our comics and our t-shirts and hats and things like that, and you know, and send donations to the show and all that kind of stuff. Well, we turn all that. That we turn all that back into, we don't pocket anything. We turn all that back into the show, and you know, on an occasion we have to buy a table at a con. Most of the time these people are super nice and give it to us, but we use the money for that, for contests, which we haven't done one in a while. We're open for contest ideas because we like to do that. And as always, you know, I mean, if you've got something, you got a project, you got something that's in development, or you know somebody that does, tell them to reach out to us. You know, sometimes we have a busy schedule and it takes a little while to get you scheduled in, but we want to do that. We want to support you. You got a Kickstarter or something like that. As long as it's something that we deem is appropriate for our show, we'd like to support you, especially if you're fans.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of creative people out there, and sometimes all they need is for somebody to help get the word out and let people know. And we've got the best fans out there because they show up and support, they help out, and we really appreciate that.
That's right.
If we hadn't told you that before.
Anyway, which we do on occasion. We do like to ramble and brag on you guys. So, but anyway.
Well, and one of the big things, though, is if we are at a show, please come by and see us because we get a kick out of talking to everybody. It means a lot to us. So,
shoot ya. I mean, if you're planning to come to FanFest and you're like, I want to be on the show, I want to talk about something, or I want to play the rapid fire question session, okay, we're not going to say no.
No,
we want you to be a part of this. You know, when we joke around, we talk about Nerdy Old Men Podcast family. No, that's legit. Come sit down. Listen to yourself on our silly show. We'd be glad to do that.
Cortland, he's like, I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
He still can't win that one.
Nah, he can't, but that's what we do, man. That's what we do. And thanks again for all your support, folks. Wes, heal up. Keep after
it. I'm trying.
Keep after it. Don't overdo it. I will come up there with a roll of duct tape, and we will attach you to a chair. Because that's what we have to do sometimes, is keep him calm down. Are you still there? You didn't die on me, did you?
I didn't know where you were going with that. You're weirding me out, dude.
All right. So, Bald Man Chad with Redneck West.
Weird it out, man. Yeehaw. Weird it out.
Finish him.
Now, a sample of Lee Ellis's Godblood.
Came up for Rogot's belly. He parried, elbowed Garagot in the teeth, then slammed him into a tree. Through the tree, and out the other side, and into the dirt. Splinters fell all around, and the severed tree came falling, crushing a giant mushroom to the earth. Garagot kicked Rogot, and he went soaring, flipped backwards and crashed down 20 paces away. The Mushroom King was up and after him. Rogot grabbed his axe, pulling up a handful of leaves with it, and leapt to his feet. Their weapons collided, and they were at it again, snarling, hacking, shoving and punching, god blood thumping in their veins. Garagot thrusted the flat side of his blade hard against Rogot's axe, pressed him back, then shoved a crust-covered finger deep into Rogot's ear.